This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Senators Wheeler. Shane Fish.
Here.
Hone. Sauter.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Beal.
Here.
Dibert.
Here.
A rookie. So thank you for coming, everybody. Please have your cell phones off. There'll be a penalty. Please sign it at the back and have your badges if you're a lobbyist visible. We do have a quorum, and Senator Wheeler and Senator Hahn are excused. I would look for approval of the minutes.
I move.
A motion by Beal, second by Sauter, to approve the minutes. Discussion? Hearing none, everybody an approval, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. The pages are here. Would you come up and introduce yourselves? And let's see. Tell us what most you enjoy about Pier, not the Capitol.
My name is Gage Miyake. I'm from Webster. My favorite thing about Pier has to be the Capitol.
The awesome legislators.
Gage, who's your...
The question is, who is his favorite senator by Mr. Senator Beal?
You'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that.
My name is Chase Jennings. I'm from Harrisburg, and my favorite thing about Pier would have to be how remote it is out in South Dakota.
Who's your favorite senator?
Ooh, now that would be a tough one. I'd have to split it between Senator Beal and Senator Smith. Both have a great sense of humor.
Thank you, and today's your last day. So work twice as hard. So. All right, we have bills before us today. First bill on the agenda, Senate Bill 46, specify the funds into which certain boat fees are deposited. And you can tell this is a very serious committee. So do we have proponent testimony? Good morning, young lady.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Rosie Yeager. I'm the director of the Motor Vehicle Division for the state of South Dakota. Just a little background on why we brought this bill. Obviously, you guys have all heard about our modernization project. Part of that was mapping all of our fees. So we went through every single statute when we collect fees and tried to figure out where it was supposed to go to make sure we were doing it right. When we were doing that, we ran across 32.3A4, section 1 of this bill, and noticed that it wasn't as clear as we wanted it to be as to where those boat registration fees should be going. And that chapter also has a catch-all in Section 3 here, which says if it's not clear, it goes into the general fund. Well, all the records that we have for accounting show that those fees go into the Parks and Recreation Fund, and it's been that way as far back as we could see, which was like to the 90s, if I remember correctly. We did a little bit of research. It looks like when boats were transferred over to Motor V for titling and registration, there was probably a statute miss somewhere or a clarification miss somewhere. So it was originally supposed to go there. But we want to make it very clear that that's where that money goes. So that is Section 1. Section 2 also didn't have where a fee was supposed to be deposited. That is the replacement fee for registration decals for boats. It's a $2 fee when they need that replacement. We're asking that go into the state motor vehicle fund because the state covers the cost of that replacement, the printers, the cards, everything from that fund. Currently, it's being retained by the counties. This is a very small amount of money. It's like less than $600 a year spread across 66 counties, so shouldn't have too much of an impact, but it would go to cover our costs for printing those out. With that, I would ask for your support on the bill, and I'll stand by for questions.
Any more proponent testimony? Welcome.
Chairman, senators, thank you for allowing me to come before you this morning and talk about this. We are in Game Fish and Parks is in support of this bill as well. As Director Yeager said, we have records that go back to 1984, so 40 years we've been using these funds. We use these funds to maintain almost all of the public boating facilities in South Dakota. Currently, our inventory includes 163 state park boat ramps, 174 lake access ramps, 92 primitive waterfowl ramps, 27 canoe and kayak launches, 149 boat ramp docks, and all the parking lots and both asphalt grass that go with those, along with 301 toilets that help with those facilities. How do we spend these funds annually? Operationally, we use them to remove silt off those ramps. We use the money to maintain and adjust docks, adjust plank, buoys, signs, maintaining toilets that support these facilities, and vegetation control around these. We use these funds to keep the boating access facilities in order. From a project standpoint, we typically use these funds to both construct, repair, and replace boat ramps, docks, toilets, shoreline protection, boater courtesy docks, and the roads and parking lots associated with these facilities as well. For the previous 5 years, the boat registration funds have averaged $1.8 million on an annual basis. They range from, like, over the last 5 years, about $1.7 million to almost $1.9 million. These funds are really critical for us in maintaining those boating facilities for the public. So we ask you to support this bill. I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll go to opponent testimony. Having no opponent testimony, we'll waive rebuttal, and we're going to go into a short recess. Thank you. We will come back to order. Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? No questions. We'll consider comments and or actions, and our action is a determination of how we want to send this to appropriations, Senate appropriations. Senator Larson.
I'm not sure how to phrase it, but move due pass direct to appropriations with a due pass recommendation.
That would be perfect. We have a motion from Senator Larson, a second for Senator Shanefish to send this to appropriations with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion.
I think this is just another example of Department of Motor Vehicles advancing their systems and getting things together and being organized and putting money in the right place where it's supposed to go. So I appreciate them looking at that and rectifying this and clarifying this. Thanks.
Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, will the secretary call the roll?
Senators Wheeler?
Pass.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Hone? Excused. Sauter?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Oh. Wheeler?
Aye.
Dibert?
Aye.
Six yeas, zero nays, one excused.
Having a majority vote on the motion, we will have this bill passed with a recommendation to Senate appropriations with the due pass recommendation. Next on our agenda is SCR 601, supporting the designation of a portion of U.S. Highway 12 as the Helen Miller Memorial Highway. Proponent testimony, Senator Roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I would ask if you guys would be so kind as to move 601A as an apple.
We have a motion and a second by Wheeler and by Shane Fish to move Amendment A. Discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are now speaking to the amendment with a majority vote. Oh, all opposed? Excuse me. Thank you. Now we're speaking to the amendment. Thank you, Senator Roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This particular bill, it's a constituent's request that came to me, and when I first got the request, I'm not going to lie, I'd never actually heard of Helen Miller. I didn't actually know that particular story. In fact, growing up, I had always been told that Highway 12 was a four-lane highway because Tom Daschle was the minority leader and got it funded. And that was a story that I know multiple people that had assumed that. And in fact, last night, talking to a legislator who was pretty prominent in history, he made a reference to that as well. And that's really what really pulled me into this, because after I had this constituent request, I started looking into it, because Highway 12 being a four-lane is a huge impact not only on Aberdeen, but on everything that lies between Aberdeen and the interstate. It's an economic, it's kind of the economic corridor for that area. So as I started looking through documents and different resolutions, I actually went back to the floor speech when the majority leader at the time was getting the funding, and he himself credited Helen for advocating for this particular project. And this particular project wasn't something that happened overnight. It was something that happened, you know, over a long period of time. But this wasn't the only accomplishment that Helen had. She was actually the first female to be the president of the board of the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce. She also was a strong advocate and the lead voice for the 281 bypass, which I just know, you know, in my own life, I probably pass 15 times a day. And really, Helen had the vision that if you want to be able to grow your economy, you have to support infrastructure. Infrastructure is a crucial part. So when this was first brought to me, you know, it was brought to me where they wanted me to bring a bill and name it. And obviously we know that that's not how it works. There's a process, there's a commission, there's a pathway that you follow. So what we came to the conclusion of is that we would bring this resolution saying that we support the commission just looking into it, seeing if it is fitting, and if it is fitting to make a designation, and that we would support that. So with that, I guess I would ask the committee's support to advance this particular resolution, because quite frankly, not only does Helen truly deserve this, even us having these conversations is educating people across the state about what Helen did. And really, that's the cool thing about history, is the actions that people in the past that have taken and have been successful and have been the correct vision going forward that have had positive impacts can inspire people in the future to continue to do the same thing. So with that, I'd ask for the committee's support. Thank you.
Further proponent testimony.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Julie Johnson. I have taken my lobbying badges off and am testifying on my own behalf. I happen to have been at the table in the Helen Miller era. She was a force on this topic. I went to those meetings in that conference room that is now named for her at the Aberdeen Chamber. This is definitely worthy, and I'll do whatever I can at the DOT Commission level to be sure she gets this recognition. I thank you for your time, and thanks, Senator Roll, for bringing it to our attention. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponent testimony? We'll take opponent testimony. Is there any opponent testimony in the room or online? Seeing none, we'll skip rebuttal and go right to questions from the committee. Any questions? I have a couple for Senator Roll, please. Senator Roll, I understand that this highway has three designations now and that there's a process, and your amendment addresses that you're going to use the process, and this is a recommendation to that process. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. For the questions, if none, I'll come to the committee for discussion and or action.
I move to pass.
We have a motion from Senator Beal.
Second.
Second from Senator Larson for do pass. Comments on the motion? Senator Larson.
Well, I will just say that I'm reading her Helen's obituary right here and looking into her role in the community. And, you know, it's some of my greatest mentors in South Dakota have been men, and including my dad and a lot of his colleagues that, you know, I looked up to growing up. And that has been wonderful, but it is also great to kind of retrospectively go back and find those female leaders as well, because as a girl growing up in South Dakota in the 80s, I didn't see a lot of people who were doing community development work and everything. So I think this is just great, and I really support it, and I thank you for bringing it.
Thank you, Senator Larson. Once again, we have a motion from Senator Beal, a second for Senator Larson to approve Senate Concurrent Resolution 601 as amended. Please call the roll.
Senators Wheeler?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Hone? Excused. Sauter?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Dibert?
Aye.
6 yeas, 0 nays, 1 excused.
We have a majority vote, and we will ask this to be to consent. So any objections to consent calendar? Certified consent. Therefore, it passes, and we vote a consent calendar. All right. Any more business before this group? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Beal.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Senator Beal, second by Senator Larson to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.